Hi everybody, it's the 22nd of May 2023. I can't believe how far we are into the year, and obviously we're all starting to feel the cold now. But I just wanted to share a short teaching with you today, and the title is Find the Book and Dust It Off. My hubby and I are currently reading through the Bible, and while reading the Old Testament, and to be more specific, we're in 1 and 2 Kings at the moment, I noticed something which, despite having read these verses many times before, I've never actually noticed. And I want to share it with you this morning. And you're going to notice that both of the topics that I'm going to cover, I've actually addressed before, probably not together, but certainly before. And I think that they're important enough to warrant looking at them again. And so the Book of Kings documents all the kings that reigned over Israel and Judah. And what stood out for me is that almost all the kings that are mentioned are described as being evil in the sight of the Lord, and that they did not depart from the sins of those who made Israel sin. And so then I started taking special note to see how many good kings there were. And there were a couple, but interestingly, a lot of the good kings are said to have not removed the high places and images, and that the people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. And so we're going to be speaking today. One of the topics is obviously idolatry again. And in my last teaching, I taught that an idol is anything that we place above God. And so as I was reading these verses above, I started wondering, how on earth did God's chosen get so far off track? And then a while ago, it got me remembering a course that I did. And they taught us that when the Israelites were in the desert, they were so close to God because they would set up camp, and they would put the tabernacle right in the middle of that campsite. And so besides being literally close to the tabernacle and obviously to God, they also made God the center of their lives. They were able to go and worship regularly. But once they moved into the promised land, they were spread out, and their places of worship were often long distances away. And so it was easier for them to waver their worship, and also even adopt the beliefs of the nations that they defeated, and of those that the land that they possessed. In fact, God even warned them of this, and it's not only one account, but there's one in 2 Kings 17, verse 12. It says, they served idols, although the Lord had said, never do this. In fact, there's a lot of places where he actually warns against that. But take a look at this. In 2 Kings 22, they speak of a king named Josiah, who began to reign, and it reads in verse 2 that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. But the interesting thing is that it goes on in verse 4 to say that King Josiah sent a scribe named Shaphan to the house of the Lord to pay the workers for the repairs to the house. And while he was there, the high priest tells Shaphan that he has found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Shaphan then reads the book and then takes it back to the king, and he reads it to the king. And when King Josiah hears the words of the book of the law, he rents his clothes and makes the statement, "For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do according unto all that is which is written concerning us." I tell you, it was just so interesting for me. It shows that they stopped reading the word of God, and as a result, they ended up so far off track. I want to show you what they did. They built themselves illegal places of worship. They set up sacred stones and poles dedicated to the goddess Asherah on every high hill and under every large tree. They sacrificed in the same way as the nations that the Lord had removed from the land ahead of them. They did evil things and made the Lord furious. They sacrificed their sons and daughters by burning them alive. They practiced black magic and cast evil spells. And they even took something that was good and made it an idol. Do you remember the bronze serpent that Moses used or put up in the desert that healed the Israelites that had been bitten by the snakes? They called it the plague of the fiery serpents. The account is in Numbers 21, verse 1 to 9. They even took that and made that an idol that they worshipped. And immediately I saw the connection to our lives today. We also make idols out of all sorts of things. We spoke about it earlier as well. You can make anything an idol if you put it above God. In fact, just like the bronze serpent, we can even take good things that are inherently good and make them idols. I think of one specifically, and that is just to work. Work is good. We all need to work. But if you make it an idol, we obviously convert it then into an idol. It's not good. The other thing that I put two and two together of when it comes to today is that we are very influenced by the world that we live in. So that the ways of the world become more important than God. And we also adopt their world beliefs. And sometimes it's so subtle, but it's not long before we don't even know what is right or wrong anymore. It sounds so familiar, doesn't it? The word says in Isaiah 5 verse 20 that woe unto him that will call evil good and good evil, that puts darkness for light and light for darkness. And I'm sure that you can agree with me that we certainly are living in a time where that is happening quite regularly. Have you noticed how lenient society has become with what we allow, what is acceptable? It's almost like a broken telephone. Because we don't have clear guidelines to follow, we originally get a message and then before we know it, it gets altered and watered down. And soon, again, we're so off track and we don't even notice it sometimes. So how do we stop this from happening? I believe King Josiah has the answer with the Word of God. Again, we've covered this importance of the Word of God in an earlier teaching, but I cannot stress enough how privileged we are to have the Bible so readily available to us. And yet, it is as hidden from us today as it was to the Israelites and to King Josiah. Only, we have no excuse. If you think about it, they had one copy that was in the tabernacle or in the temple, and they would have had to go there to read it. They didn't have a copy like we do on every shelf. We, on the other hand, have it at our fingertips. It is our compass, it is our lifeline, and we need to find that book. We need to dust it off, and we need to start setting the course of our lives on its contents. Because right now the world is moving further and further off track, and we need to help get ourselves and our loved ones and the rest of the world back on track. And the only way that we can do that, and King Josiah showed us that, is that we need to stick to the Word of God. I hope you have a blessed week, and we'll chat again next week. Goodbye.